The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Jamie and Glenn are here to guide you through another week filled with horse talk and a whole lot of fun. Welcome to Horses in the Morning.
Yes, Horses in the Morning with Jamie Jennings and Glenn the Geek is celebrating their 2,500th show this morning. That's 3,125 hours of programming, during which time they've had more than 6,000 guests. Jamie and Glenn present the 90-minute show live, 2,000 miles apart, and presented their first show on November the 1st, 2010. They attribute their success to being consistent, honest, passionate, and never boring. From horses to another four-legged friend, the Dog Podcast Network is looking for 101 dog stories for their Dog Edition podcast, which launches in September. If you can submit high-quality audio, you could win $100 or even $5,000. The Australian Podcast Awards have announced new categories for 2020. You can enter from the 1st of September. There'll be a live online ceremony in November. I'm working with the team. Apple has announced Apple Music Radio, which includes a number of on-demand shows from, quote, the world's top music hosts and artists, and three radio channels, Apple Music Hits and Apple Music Country, with the original Beats One station being rebranded to Apple Music One. The live channels are available free for everybody within Apple Music. Podcast maker Alitu is to release Call Recording as a limited beta this week. It polishes each guest's audio up through Alitu's standard audio cleanup process, including leveling and noise reduction, before joining them together into one single interview recording for you to edit and package later. Pod Tales, a festival of audio drama and fiction podcasting, will take place as a virtual festival later this year over three weekends. You'll find more details at pod.events. A new podcast network has launched, the Personal Finance Podcast Network, launching with six separate shows. Faithcasts is a podcast directory for Christian podcasts. If you host one, you can add your show there for free. And coming in mid-October, the Zoom Podtrac P4 Portable Multitrack Podcast Recorder. It's just $199 and appears to have similar functionality to the Rodecaster Pro, even if it's been hit with the ugly stick. And in podcast news, Evergreen Podcasts has launched From First Lady to Jackie O. They describe it as an iconic new history show. It's a companion to a new book from Paul Brandis, which is released today. If you're an Australian, not that Jackie O. The Kotke Ride Home describes itself as the antidote to depressing headlines. Hosted by author and YouTuber Jackson Bird, it contains new ideas, hopeful news, life hacks, and inventions. CNN Political Briefing launched earlier this week, promising the political news you need to know in 10 minutes or less. Politically Sound is another new podcast from CNN launching on Friday, a weekly look at the bigger picture. Launched last week, The Good, The Bad and The Rugby is a new weekly rugby show from the former hosts of the House of Rugby podcast in the UK. Preloaded is a podcast looking at new video games, news, previews and unfiltered, honest coverage. It's a new Studio 71 original podcast and launched on Monday. And when the Queen needs some butter, a loaf of bread or some delicious Marmite, she pops down to Fortnum & Mason, the London store that's also apparently the inventor of the Scotch egg. If you don't know what a Scotch egg is, look it up. Anyway, Fortnum's Hungry Minds is a new podcast for intelligent conversation and culinary expertise, and it launched last week. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.